This news update is being brought to you by Zimmerman and Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, and by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at this hour's news. A probation violation arraignment for Edwin Lindell Davis has been held on March 10th. Davis faces allegations violating probation while allegedly stealing property from a Nike outlet. He failed to appear in court on Monday. And defense counsel stated Davis has sought permission to appear via Zoom last week, but he did not contact the court directly as advised. The prosecution requested a bench warrant. Judge Prill granted defense counsel till 11:30 a.m. to attempt a contact and secure a Zoom appearance. After that time elapsed, he still failed to appear, and a bench warrant was issued for his arrest. In court on Monday, Judge Prill's Circuit Courtroom, Thomas Roy Marks entered a no-contest plea to three charges. The charges include possession of a loaded firearm in a car, operating while intoxicated, first offense, and possession of a firearm under the influence. The plea agreement stipulates a one-year delay of sentence for the loaded firearm charge. If successful, this conviction would be reduced to an attempt. Mr. Marks also agreed to forfeit all firearms to the investigative agency. The court established factual basis for the plea using Caseville Police Department's incident report and a State of Michigan Department of State Police Forensic Science Division laboratory report. Sentencing for Mr. Marks is scheduled for June 8th at 9 a.m. A pre-sentence investigation report has been ordered, and sentencing guidelines will be scored prior to that date. Mr. Mark's bond continues at $3,500 personal recognizance. And the Lake Township Board of Trustees will meet at 5 p.m. on Thursday, April 16th at Township Hall. Placing a ballot issue before voters takes a lot of research, a review of need, and careful drafting of the wording of the request. According to the township's preliminary agenda, the board is expected to schedule a special meeting to decide when to meet to work on the ballot proposal language. And we will return right after this word from our sponsor.
Are you thinking about a new home, ready to refinance, or planning a major renovation? Hi, this is Mark Hill, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank and Trust. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we have the mortgage and home equity solutions to help you move forward with confidence. We offer fixed-rate home loans, construction loans, and refinancing options to fit your goals and your budget. Our team takes the time to understand your plans, and we guide you through the process every step of the way. Need funds for home improvements or repairs? Our home equity loans and home equity lines of credit can provide the flexibility you need to tackle projects big or small. With local lending decisions and personal service, Thumb Bank and Trust is here to make financing your home simple. Stop by one of our branches or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
Mark Hill, NMLS number 500339. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender, member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
And we're back with more news. A motorcycle and Amish buggy collided Tuesday evening at the intersection of Germania Road and Cleland Road in Sanilac County, prompting an emergency response after early reports indicated multiple victims were unresponsive in the roadway. At 5:12 p.m., a call came across the Huron County scanner requesting Bingham Township Fire Department to assist Sanilac County units for a motorcycle versus Amish buggy crash involving three individuals in the road and unresponsive. The severity of the initial report led to a request for a medical helicopter, which was later canceled as ground crews continued treatment and transport. Responding agencies included the Michigan State Police, Sanilac County Sheriff's Department, Bingham Township Fire Department and Sanilac Fire Department. Authorities have not yet released the conditions of those involved or details on what caused the collision. The investigation remains active. And the Portland Trail Blazers secured a surprising road victory against the Phoenix Suns, fueled by a late game surge from Denis Ajibi, if that's how you say his name. This win eliminates the Suns from postseason contention and locks Portland into the seventh seed for the upcoming Western Conference playoffs. In the Eastern Conference, the Charlotte Hornets effectively ended the Miami Heat season with a decisive victory. The Hornets' younger roster outpaced the veteran Heat squad, setting up a high-stakes final play-in matchup to determine the final bracket positions. And representatives from Israel and Lebanon met in Washington, D.C. for a rare round of direct negotiations. The primary focus of those talks is to establish a framework for a regional ceasefire amid the ongoing conflict involving Iran and neighboring militias. While a final agreement has yet to be reached, officials from both nations expressed a cautious but willingness to continue the dialogue. The meetings are being moderated by the U.S. State Department, which signaled that these talks represent the most significant diplomatic opening in several years. And we'll return right after this.
Stop worrying about a power outage. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon. This is Jack Zimmerman. We will give you peace of mind with a Generac standby generator. They will automatically power your home or business, even when you're not around. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. Call us for a free quote.
This is Josh Zimmerman. We have financing plans available, and we can also maintain your current system and add options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in the cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family-owned for over 42 years. Call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Zimmerman and Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, and by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.